And so now let's get some quick takeouts on stories that you have to be up to date on because they change from day to day. We're going to start with Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. Todd, on health care reform, they've been running some numbers in the House and the Senate, and it seems lawmakers are trying to save billions by taking a real hard look at benefits for seniors. Seems like dangerous political territory, Todd.
It's some of the most dangerous political territory there is, the so-called third rail of politics. So you're right, John. They want to cut billions of dollars from Medicare. But here's the question. Does it cut benefits? And I thought it would be a good time to do some truth squatting because this debate has really been heating up between the parties on the Hill. It's going to get even hotter. I want you to listen first to the Republican point of view as the Democrats' bill tries to cut about $380 billion in spending from Medicare over the next decade. Listen to this.
I think, Mr. Chairman, that it's disingenuous to say that Congress can cut this much spending for Medicare without having an adverse effect on seniors' access to health care. It's just absolutely counterintuitive.
All right, that's Republican right. John Kyle
that seems
of
clear enough. Seems clear
okay.
enough.
Okay, so listen to the Democratic point of view here.
Yes, there are some provider cuts, and yes, there are some cuts that those providers are going to tell their seniors that their services are going to be cut, but they're not going to be cut. They're not going to be cut.
What is he saying?
Okay, so who's right here? It's true. The Democrats want to cut hundreds of billions of dollars from Medicare spending. They want to cut payments to, you know, hospitals and nursing homes, certainly to insurance companies that deliver Medicare HMOs. They hate that program. So you heard Jay Rockefeller there. There are cuts, and he's right. But the bill makes no legal cuts to Medicare benefits.
Well, wait a second. Can I just ask you a question about what Rockefeller said? So Rockefeller says there will be cuts to providers, but it's up to the providers to cut the benefits to the seniors.
No, he's saying it's up to the providers to take the hit. We're cutting providers, but we're not going to cut benefits. So the Democrats are right on this. They're nowhere in the bill, and all the benefits in Medicare are legally defined.
They're
not just amorphous. Nowhere in the bill does it say we're cutting benefits. So the Democrats are right. But Republicans may be right, too. How long do you think a program with $400 billion less to spend can offer the same benefits, right?
All right. Well, I mean, $400 billion, that's a real chunk of change, even
sure
in this economic environment. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks for that.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.